Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
So, chaps, plenty to get stuck into in the Europa League. Let's look at some of the fixtures that feature English clubs. Andy, Arsenal away at Eintracht Frankfurt, first time out. What do you make of that one?
I think it's something that will be a little tough for Arsenal because there's always such an immense atmosphere at the Commerzbank Arena. But Frankfurt have lost some big players from last season, including Sebastian Haller and Luka Jovic, who, of course, went to Real Madrid. So I think Arsenal should be able to take control of this.
James, what about Man United versus Astana?
Well, it's a hell of a long way to go, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
But I think they'll be able to take care of business,
okay.
Particularly at Old Trafford. So no problems there.
Okay. And finally up here, James, this is probably one for you. Roma v Ashwood City.
Probably biggest mismatch in the competition.
Yeah.
I think Ashwood will get their pants pulled down in Rome. No doubt about it. I think they could be staring down the barrel of a big defeat, maybe a record defeat in their history.
And did you go along with that?
I mean, this is a weaker Roma side than, of course, got to the semi-finals of the
Champions
League. Yeah,
but they're a joke.
But even given that, they are quite simply the worst side I think that's ever played in the UEFA Europa League.
Yeah, in fact, if ever there was a case to be made for the Europa League to be either scrapped or reformulated, it's their participation.
Music on, huh? Who fucking did it? Was it you?
Who?
Well, I'm looking at you, Mr. Fuck.
Mr. Fuck?
Yes, Mr. Fuck. Did you put the music on?
I just thought it'd get us all motivated, you know.
What?
Motivated.
Motivation is for pussies and the French. You need motivation and fuck off to pussy France.
Okay.
You're sitting on the bench tonight, Chris.
Gaffer, come on.
You will have your buttocks on the bench, Mr. Fuck. Fuck you.
Jesus.
Attention, everyone. We have one change from the Liverpool game. Mr. Fuck, Mr. Criswell, will be on the bench because he's a shit and he plays music in my dressing room. Here's the team sheet. Howard? Where the fuck is Howard?
Hey, boss.
Kakis, Kakyle. The Korean, the Croatian, not that Croatian, the shit Croatian. Yes, him. Get Tim, Nicholas and Remy. Take them for warm-ups, then sit their asses on the bench.
All right, lads. Come on.
Right. Roma. Little bit shit, little bit good. Vim and Akin, if you fuck up the defense plays we practice on Jago, I will kill one of you whilst the other one watches. If Clive has the ball, what do we do?
Drop deep.
We fucking drop deep. Let him make the mistakes or go for the cross. What is he not allowed to fucking do? If he cuts inside, I cut you and you and you. And I don't mean cut you from the playing squad. I mean cut you physically. Which then means I'd have to cut you from the squad. Test the okay goalkeeper and test the shitty centre backs. Is that fucking clear?
Yes.
Phil Jones is playing, so this should be good for us, I think.
Chris Smalling.
What did I say?
Phil Jones.
Ah, yes. Chris Smalling. Right. Don't fuck it up. Nipic still has captain armband. Kieran on penalties. Gustavo on free kicks.
What?
Problem, Kieran.
Why am I not doing free kicks?
Because Gustavo is taking them like I just fucking said!
Absolute joke.
A joke? This is not a fucking joke. Do I look like the comedian? Huh? Do I look like the Jimmy Carr?
No.
Do I look like Don French?
Don French.
Do I look like the comedian Don French?
No, not at all.
And this is not a fucking joke.
Got it.
Yeah, you got it. You get what I tell you to get. Right. Go get the Romans. Let's go!
Go! Golazo! Golazo!
And then a volley of fantastic proportions there. What a goal! But Arsenal will get back into it.
Flying high over Baku, Azerbaijan. Chelsea have won the Europa League again, just as they did 6 years ago.
After just 2 minutes and 32 seconds of their Europa League campaign, a Gustavo free kick sees Ashwood City take the lead against AS Roma at the Stadio Olimpico. Watching on from the bench is Ashwood City assistant Howard Jagger and the matchday substitutes. The forwards, Kyle Francis-Clark, Remy Defour and Park Suil, defenders Chris Well and Dario Babic, reserve goalkeeper Tim Reaper and midfielder Nicholas Timmerman.
See, I fucking told you, KFC. Way better than Kieran Brook. You see the fucking swash on that, the way Gustavo hit that, KFC?
Keeper.
What?
Keeper should have done better, bro.
You are the fucking blind person.
Kieran can put him away, too.
Is this the Kieran Broom fan club, or is this the Ashwood City bench?
Fuck off, man. I ain't anybody's fanboy.
It's difficult to hear you, KFC, because you got Kieran Broom's nipples in your mouth.
Nipples? What the fuck are you on about?
Grow up, you know? Talking about fucking nipples on the bench.
Hey. You lot, just behave, all right? If I can hear you, Eric can hear you. The press are behind you as well. So shut your fucking mouths.
Sorry, Howard.
Sorry, Howard.
Nicholas, shut up, mate.
조용히 하세요.
What did he say?
Do I look like I speak Korean?
What you say, Park?
Hang on a minute. It's Sue, isn't it? Surely.
His name is Park.
Yeah, I know that's one of his names, but you have to get the order right, you know? I think his name would be Sue if he was in Korea.
Sue? Fucking Sue? I ain't calling him Sue.
Why not? That's his name.
That's my aunt's name, bro. I ain't calling him Sue.
Well, what else are you going to call him?
Park.
His name is Park Soo-il.
Then I'll call him Ill.
I think he's saying we should cover our mouths when we talk like him.
Cover our mouths?
You know what? He's right.
Well, you think there's a camera on us, do you?
Maybe there is.
Why? We're the Ashwood City bench.
They'll have cameras on the gaffer. We're going to be in the shot, man.
Yeah, good point. Good point, Sue. Hey?
What is the point in putting the camera on the head coach?
Cover your mouth.
Oh, sorry.
What's the point in putting the camera on the head coach?
Because he's fucking mental, Nicholas.
Not his fault. Remy, cover the mouth. Oh, sorry, my mouth.
Are you being serious right now?
Parking!
Parking! I can't understand a fucking word you're saying.
You know he's a proper psycho, yeah, Nicholas?
He's not.
Bro, are you actually being serious? Remy, back me up here.
I mean, I think he's a pretty normal guy. So that's a normal Dutch guy. That guy there, shouting that he's no...
Pass that fucking ball!
Remind me to never go to Holland, man.
Oh, Jesus, the ball's coming to Eric and he's going to try and control it.
Fuck.
Foxford! Damn it!
What happened?
What do you think happened?
He controlled it.
No, he didn't fucking control it. Fell flat in his ass.
Okay, the camera must be honest now.
Guaranteed.
Remy, KFC, Park. Willie's holding his hammy. Take a quick warm-up.
Pass it, you want one for the
other? That's what I fucking said, didn't I? Remy, KFC, Park. Up. Now.
It's Sue, isn't it, Howard?
What?
I said it's Sue, not Park. Right, boss?
I can't understand a word you're saying with your hand over your mouth.
I said his name is Sue.
Who?
The bloody Korean forward right there.
No, Chris. His name's Park, not Susan. You three, up. Come on.
You see, this is why it's good for them that Willie Amadou is kind of shit.
Why?
Because you keep getting the substitute on, Chris. You keep getting the appearance fee. Just do a few minutes. Just kick the ball around, like last 30 minutes or something.
What, you get appearance?
Down,
you get appearance
fee? Come on,
yeah, well, I don't
them.
Get one yet because I haven't played apart from 20 minutes against Sheffield Tuesday. But it doesn't matter.
It's Wednesday, and we didn't play them. We played Sheffield United.
Yeah, well, anyways, that's the only appearance fee I got to my name.
Wait, what, like an actual bonus?
Yes.
As in, it's in your account now, like, for real?
Yes, man.
What the fuck?
No way. You don't get the appearance bonus?
No.
Oh, shit. Who is your agent?
It's the same as yours.
Oh. You know, we are playing well tonight, I think.
Fuck off.
Chris, cover your mouth.
Cover your face in a minute.
Well, what does that mean?
You know what it means.
You're going to get me a burqa? You're going to make me wear a burqa?
Don't say burqa.
I can say burqa if I want to say burqa.
You can't say burqa.
Chris, stop saying burqa.
Sorry, Howard. Shut up. I should be starting this game, you know? Instead, I'm on the bench with fucking Babich over there.
Who's this?
Dario Babich on the end.
Oh, centre-back.
Centre-back, give it a rest.
He will come on the pitch, my friend, and me. You might. Nobody warming up is going on that pitch. KFC, Remy, fuck.
Why are they warming up then?
Willie will stay on because he can hold the ball up. And when he's completely fucked, they bring on me because I'm the only proper fucking midfielder on this bench.
Nah, he'll do like for like.
Look at the fucking scoreboard, Chris. We're winding up in Rome. Why the fuck is Eric going to bring on a forward player? Yeah, so I come on, you might come on the pitch, then they fucking park this big Croatian bus.
I'm feeling good, man. I could be coming on at the fucking San Siro.
It's the Stadio Olimpico, KFC, and you are not coming on the pitch. I am coming on the pitch.
지금 가고 있어.
Fuck you, Sue. Gaffer gave me a look during a warm-up, didn't he? Wants to bring me on.
Yeah, okay, we see.
Right, lads, Willie's coming off. Nicholas, you're up.
Yes, boss. Fucking midfielder.
What was that?
Nothing.
Yeah, thought so. Nicholas, now.
Enjoy the bench, gentlemen.
Shit, I ain't getting an appearance fee today. Oh, fuck this.
Whoa, you get an appearance fee too?
Yeah, man.
How long to the break?
Still got a while yet. My man.
I need to call my agent.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year. just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Get him down! Come on, get him down, Dom! On his shin, get his shin! Fuck it, fuck, Mom! Fuck!
With 75 minutes of the match complete, Ashwood City are holding the scoreline at 1-0 and head coach Eric Van Smit is making an unexpected change.
Broomy, come on.
What?
Look at the board.
He's taking me off.
Yeah, now come on. Dario, Eric wants you to sit in the middle with Wim and Akin. Make a free at the back. Tell Marco we want him sat deeper, yeah? Good luck, Kieran. Well played, mate.
Fuck off.
Hey, watch your mouth.
You can fuck off, and that fucking Dutch cunt can fuck off as well, all right? Fuck off,
man.
Don't
let me see you do that.
Don't fucking touch me.
Hey, hey, hey.
What the fuck?
Calm yourself, Kieran. Go and sit on the fucking bench.
Don't fucking touch me.
Okay, so then I'll get more followers if I tag people in the photo. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so take your pick, be like, at the game, having a great time with the boy
KFC.
Then you tag me in it, and if I engage with that, then you're gonna get followers, man. Guaranteed, bruv.
I think I have, like, a fan Instagram account or a Twitter account, actually.
You do? No shit! That's great, man. Let's see.
Are they still fighting with Broomy?
Yeah, man. Do it. Let's see the account.
Yeah, look, it's just here.
Boring Chris Well.
Oh, I thought this was a fan account. I don't know.
Looking forward to a plain cheese pizza and a tap water after the game. When in Rome. Hashtag travels.
What the fuck? I didn't say that.
Travels.
It's got 900,000 followers.
Sorry, man.
Am I boring? Kyle, am I boring?
Nah, man. You're a pro footballer. How can you be boring?
Yeah, you're right.
Who's that coming over?
It's the new defensive coach, Lars Gunnarsson. Shh, he'll want me on the pitch. Shh.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Lars, you want me to warm up?
No, I have this note from Woody.
From Woody?
What does it say?
Nothing. Put your phone away, though.
He can see us.
Yep.
Shit.
Absolute fucking joke. Fucking club is a disgrace. Fucking disgrace.
You all right, Kieran?
Do I fucking look all right, Kyle? Do I fucking look it? Chris Smalling has taken a fucking chunk out of my shin. Look at that.
Oh, shit. That looks like it hurts, mate.
And now that fat Dutch twat has taken me off at the fucking Stadio Olimpico and brought on fucking, what's his name?
Dario.
Who?
Dario Babic.
I don't even fucking know who he's fucking brought on, and I'm captain. Was captain. Was. Fuck.
Okay, man.
What?
I said, you doing okay, Kieran?
Why are you covering your mouth? I can't hear a fucking word you're saying, mate.
Sorry, and just asking, you okay?
No, mate, I'm fucking done with it. I'm over it. I'm done with this place.
Rome?
No, not fucking Rome. Ashwood. Done.
Where are you
going
to go?
I'm going full-blown fucking Ramsay, mate.
I really think you should cover your mouth. You
know? Run this shit contract down and get myself out.
Are you going to go overseas?
Yeah, why fucking not?
Where? You should go Germany, man. All the best ones go Germany.
Nah, not enough cash.
What about Bayern Munich?
Oh, yeah, all right, yeah. Let me just fucking slot into the Bayern Munich setup, Chris.
Leipzig? Probably get a free Red Bull.
What do you fucking do? Nah. Fancy it here, you know. Italy. Napoli wanted me at the start of the season. Fucking Lazio spoke to my agent.
Good money?
Fucking great money. Great money, mate. Appearance fee's not as good as Ashwood, but, you know.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
But wages are great. Package is perfect for my family, but I didn't have the fucking balls, you know.
You need some Aaron Ramsey bollocks, man.
Yeah, I do.
What about the Brexit?
What?
Well, if we leave the EU, can you still go to play in Italy? No?
Yeah, of course, mate.
I heard that there's going to be tariffs on exports and stuff.
What are you on about?
The WTO thing. Yeah, right? That thing.
I'm not a fucking leg of lamb. I'm a fucking midfielder with 8 England caps.
Alright, it's just if the free movement of people ends.
Chris, gonna shut the fuck up, mate, alright? You're fucking boring.
Hey, come on, Kieran.
What, you wanna have a go too,
do you? Oh, you wanna fucking go, bro?
Yeah, I do, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do, mate. Come on then.
Oh, Kieran, come on, mate. You're not gonna hit a 17-year-old. I can hold my own.
Yeah,
mate.
So can I, little man. When I was your age, I almost knocked out Wilder.
Deontay?
No, Chris Wilder, when I was at Oxford United.
Boys, another note from upstairs.
Right, both of you, enough, okay? Fucking enough. Right, what the fuck was all that about?
Fucking Chris was talking about WTO, no deal Brexit, and I said, like...
I meant your hissy fit about coming off.
Well, he shouldn't have taken me off, Howard.
Oh, that's your decision, is it? You're the head coach of Ashwood City, are you?
I've been here longer than him. I know more about the squad than him.
Then who?
Eric, the fucking Nazi twat behind you.
Hey, he's Dutch. He's not German.
Even if he was German, that doesn't make him a Nazi.
Christ.
Not now, Chris.
Listen, Kieran. Move up, Remy. Listen. They want you to lose your focus, yeah? They want you to start doubting yourself and lose your influence. Do you want to do that? Is that something you want to do?
I didn't want to play with him in the first place. Now that fucking Nolan is trying to force me out. It's like, what's the point?
The point is that you're the staple of this club, Kieran. You'll see the lot of us come and go.
I've actually been here longer than Kieran.
Chris, having a private conversation here, mate.
Sorry, Howard.
This will pass, and you'll have the captaincy back whether Eric is here or not.
Whatever. I'm just not going to fucking play for him. I reckon I can get a few of the other lads to do the same, you know.
Come on, Kieran.
Hey, listen. If I do, you'll be head coach in no time, Howard.
I...
What? Well, you'll come in as caretaker, won't you? Get yourself a few games. I'd play for you, you know.
Look, I'm not going to consider this. What players you think will play for me?
Oh, I actually have some friends at Chelsea who can tell us how we, as players, you know, can get a manager sacked pretty easily.
Chris, what did I just say? Private conversation.
Won the penalty.
Ah, oh, Babbage. Knew it.
Shit challenge.
I'll speak to you at the end of the game. Dario! Head up, son.
What's happening?
Fuck, man.
I told you we'd fuck this. They took me off and shoved some fucking nobody on just so we could sit back. Fucking idiot.
Keeper will save this.
No chance.
Come on, Manny. Come on, Manny.
You got this, man.
Come on, Manny.
Get in.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
fucking yes.
Yes, what a
fucking
save.
Yes, man. Fucking get in!
Yes!
Shit, man.
How long left now?
Well, considering the fourth official is about 5 yards in front of you, holding up a giant two, I reckon 2 minutes, Chris.
We're gonna do this!
Come on, guys! Clear it! Fucking hell. I should get a new car, shouldn't I?
What car you got?
I've got a BMW, got an Audi, a Range Rover and a Tesla. It's like a little runaround, you know, down to the shops kind of thing.
Boring, boring, boring. And eco-friendly, boring.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Do you think that they're, like, adding to the boring Chris Whale image?
Well, that and you're boring.
Get a different car. Get a Bugatti or a Lambo, then...
Or a red Ferrari.
A what?
A red Ferrari.
You mean like a Ferrari? That's red.
What else would I mean? That's, like, the coolest style you can get.
Yeah, in 1997, mate. Just listen to the kid.
What's wrong with a red Ferrari?
Nothing. I used to have a poster of a red Ferrari on my wall, right next to Pam Anderson and the Lost Prophets. You see the problem, yeah?
What are you saying, Kieran? You're saying that it's not cool anymore?
I got a chance. Look, I'm just saying, listen to KFC.
Get a Bugatti, mate. Get the carbon fibre all around it and get that Insta working for you.
Well, then I'll be less boring.
Exactly. And the more buzz you get on social, the more chance you have getting appearance bonuses in your next contract.
Well, you don't get appearance bonus.
Can we keep this between me and my agent, please?
Gents, another note.
Thanks, Lars.
Can I read it?
You don't want to read this, honestly. Look at those fans up there. Jesus Christ, that flare's going to set this whole place in flames.
Roma fans are insane, bro. Look, isn't that proper nasty shit?
They've been singing fuck off for like 20 minutes.
Lads, those are our fans.
What, them up there?
Yeah,
guys with no shirts on and the flares.
Yeah, mate.
Who are they trying to fuck off?
Doesn't matter.
Get in,
fucking
man!
Hell, we actually did it!
I can't believe it.
Well done, you two. Couldn't have done it without you. Oh,
thanks a lot, kid.
I've been sarcastic, Chris.
Come on, let's get on the pitch.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going full John Terry, Chris. Put your tracksuit back on. Chris. Fucking hell.
Campaign with an unlikely win in Rome. The goal came from... Tom, I can't do this. Listen to that. It's not fucking background noise. Listen, they're telling Europe to fuck off. No, they're throwing bottles of Peroni at St. Peter's Basilica. Is the Nolan Out banner visible? Well, any of them, Tom... sake. Right, all right. Ashwood have upset the odds as they began their European campaign with an unlikely win in Rome. The goal came from a Gustavo free kick.
Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volavo, volavo felici in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Di blu, felice di stare lassù.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
Was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.